This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On today's Wellness Wednesday, we winter-proof our ventilation system with Courtney Halbach, outreach specialist with the Dairyland Initiative.
Between 40 and 70 degrees, where cows, they're in their thermal comfort zone. They don't need to expand extra energy to keep warm or keep cool. We have plenty of days where we're outside of that, either in heat stress, but for us, we're coming up on that cold stress. You know, cows are more cool tolerant than they are heat tolerant. So we don't see as many detrimental effects. And yeah, I know I've seen some Facebook posts recently where people are proclaiming that 55, 60 degrees. This is great for our cows. Maybe some of our humans out there might be thinking it's getting a little chilly for them. But remember, our cows are producing a lot of heat. You know, their rumens are working. They're producing a lot of milk, generating a lot of heat themselves. And when we start to get into those cooler temperatures, they can handle it a little bit more easier than we can. Our calves, though, they're a little bit more affected. So that newborn calf, right when she hits the ground and for the first month, her lower critical temperature zone is from that 50 to 78 degrees. But as she starts to get older, she becomes more tolerant of the cold. Her thermoneutral zone drops to 32 to 73 degrees. So for those newborn calves, we need to be extra conscious about keeping them warm, increasing feeding rates, making sure that they have an adequate amount of colostrum. Do they have a nice deep straw bed to lay in and create a nice comfortable nest so that they can stay warm? Are we adding calf jackets? Is their bedding dry? I mean, I've seen plenty of situations where there's been poor drainage, just sits there. We want to make sure that they're in a nice, warm, comfortable, dry place to rest. So some of those health and welfare concerns that come out of these periods of cold stress or heat stress is both for calves and adult cows. There's this elevated risk for pneumonia, especially when we have really high humid air where bacteria are in those nice droplets and can get into our animals from breathing in. And then, of course, we don't want to have them exposed to any extreme cold. So most of our barns here, you know, we've got protection. We're putting cows inside facilities, closing up curtains, making sure that they're not being exposed to any inclement weather outside, which is great, but obviously we still need to ventilate these barns. And ventilation for us going into these winter months, we're really focused on the humidity and moisture in the air, getting those noxious gases out and any airborne pathogens. So ventilation is extremely important no matter what age animal we're dealing with, calves, heifers, cows. So really take a look and make sure everything is in operating order and is clean. Looking at your fans, looking at your curtain inlets, as well as those thermostats. You know, they're definitely built up with debris, and this is the time to make sure everything's clean and in working order and see how air is getting in and out. We want to ventilate, so are we using our inlets appropriately, managing those curtains? Can we get air out of the barn through an open ridge or an exhaust fan? And again, that leads us to, are all those things working properly? So really just going out, looking at anything from dirty fan blades, dirty fan motors, to curtains that may not be going up and down the way we want or have tears in them. So these are quick, easy fixes you can do now to ensure that you have a properly ventilated barn this winter.
That's Courtney Halbach, outreach specialist with the Dairyland Initiative. What is milk production looking like for 2024? USDA Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski.
Year over year, milk production is expected to increase as it always does. 2024 expected to be up about 2.1 billion pounds. So the forecast at 229 billion pounds compared to 226.9 billion pounds this year.
That's USDA Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.